Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm going to describe your day to you today, and hopefully you fit the mold. You woke up, you looked out the window. We're in our fourth day of beautiful rain, just at the right pace, no floods. And you jumped into your shorts, and you hit the track. And you jogged slowly, or you walked, or you went out into nature. You found some hills up in the canyons, and you walked. Or you jogged, and you took it to the point where you knew that your body needed to stretch, and you understood how to stretch. You've listened to enough shows instructionally about stretching so that you understand you can't get away with a good workout without a good stretch. And so you stopped 5 minutes, 10 minutes into your workout to stretch, and you pulled your tendons, and you isolated your tension, and you found out where the little kinks were. And when you were finished, you felt more limber, and you went back to that jog, that uphill walk, that discourse with nature. In fact, your body was warm enough where you took your shirt off. You let the cold fog hit your skin. Hopefully, you're healthy enough to do that. And if you're not, I have options, but let's stick to this one. So you're out there jogging, and you're more limber, and it's feeling fantastic, and you love the clean air because of the rain and the fog. And you accelerated a little bit, but you hadn't found your center yet. Your center. Welcome to the real medicine. Your center. Is that a word you can relate to now after 80 shows in a year and three quarters? Your center. You hadn't found your center yet, so you stretched a little more. You hit your hamstrings, your adductors, your quadriceps, your low back. You twisted your kidneys. You opened your pecs. You pushed your belly out and relaxed your diaphragm. You stretched your scalenes. You pulled up and opened the back of your head. You bent open your hands. You bent over your ankles. And when you were finished in that little stretch routine that you did somewhere on a rock or a fence, you felt your body align. It aligned, and you hit center. So you hit center, and you felt even more spring. Now you felt like you used to feel. Now you're starting to get warmed up, we say. No, you're not the other guy that doesn't know any of this, the other guy that just hits the track like a big lunk, off balance, misaligned, no concept of anything, blows his knee out because he can't feel the inadequate alignment. Not you. You understand. So you accelerate through your center into your workout. And you take it all the way to the point where you feel a little bit confident that maybe for 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 60 minutes or 75 minutes or an hour and a half, you could stress your body. But you used your common sense. You did. And you listened to your body because you knew how. And you understood that if you're not listening to your body, you're going to lose. You're going to blow out your knee. You're going to hurt yourself. If you lose concentration doing anything worth doing, you lose. Workouts are no different. So you listened to your body. You accelerated your workout. And after 2 minutes, you were out of breath. Bravo. So what? You pushed that workout to your edge, not the edge of your son or your daughter, or not the edge that you once remembered 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years ago. So you found your edge after 2 minutes, but you sweat a little bit, but you started to feel circulation into your body. But you got a little bit high. But your day just felt now a little bit better. And inside it was sunny. So that outside it was sunny, even though by now you were in the rain. Everybody else sat in the house eating their cornflakes and talking about this baloney about how there's no time. There's no time. There's no time for your health. There's no time because you're busy. You've got kids. You've got a job. You've got... How different are you from a slave when you don't have enough time to exercise each day? Think about that. Yeah, there's moments. There's phases. There's months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. But on the overall... Don't kid yourself. You're lying if you can't get there sooner or later. So give yourself a break if you can't. But understand that over a year or two or three, you must. Because if you don't, you drank the Kool-Aid. If you can't do what I just said, you're going to lose. And if you think compensating for that by sucking down herbal supplements is going to take you to where you want to go, please guess again. It doesn't work that way. That's what this show's about today. But let me continue. After that workout, with that circulation moving through every joint, every part of your body, you dove into the ocean. That's right. You were down there in San Clemente. You were a little bit north of San Clemente, but by good beach. You were up as far as Santa Barbara, as far as Malibu. You were where the water was clean enough so you could enjoy it. Or you dumped into the lake. Or you jumped into the river. You're listening to this show and you're out of state. You got rivers all through this country, lakes, streams, something icy cold. Or you know what you did? You went home and you dumped into your hot jacuzzi, your saltwater jacuzzi, or your heated swimming pool. Or you went home into your infrared sauna. Or you went home, packed on some black magma clay, your head, your hands, your feet, your kidneys, and jumped into the sauna for 15 minutes at 160 degrees or 100 degrees. And if you're 90 years old, if you're 85 years old, if you're 80 years old, if you're sick, if you're, no, you're getting sick, all you did was turn down the gas. You just did what I said, but more gently, you used your head. One thing you didn't do is sit there on your duff, simply thinking to yourself, you can't. Because if you do, you're going to get hurt, you're going to die, something bad is going to happen. Your medical doctor, unsupervised in any aspect of what I just described, cautions you to do nothing more but take a walk. What kind of a crock is that? Take a walk? Is that what you call health? Is that how you expect to heal? By taking a walk? You know what taking a walk is? It's called CYA. And I won't say what that stands for, but you know. It's called cover yourself in case you're one of those people that doesn't listen to your body and you can't do anything better than taking a walk or you'll hurt yourself. You'll fall down and break your face. So we say under that highly litigious California state system, don't tell them to do anything. Just tell them to go home and move their head a few times a day or walk to the store. And that's all you need. That is a big lie. It's a great big lie. Even our Surgeon General admits it's a great big lie. So you got to take a shot. So you ran home. You were warm. You were fuzzy. You had those endorphins kicked in. You jumped into the infrared sauna. You didn't have an infrared sauna. So you went into a really hot shower. You made the water as hot as you could stand it, and then you made the water as icy cold as you could stand it. And you did a minute each way, and you kept going. You finished with cold. You know what you did? And this is the whole show. You moved your lymph, your lymphatic system. You enhanced your drainage. Today's show is about drainage. It's another key concept. It's a fundamental driver. It's what we don't talk about. Drainage? What's drainage? I just want to stick something in my mouth and call it a day. You're going to spin like that. You can't afford to stop at first base. Doing one thing gets you to first base. And first base is better than nothing. But you're not going to get the home run. So I'm talking about the lymphatic system, the drainage system of the body. It's one of the drainage systems. Lymph and drainage and its vital role in your health. That's today's show. Listen up on this show. Okay. Concept. All your cells produce natural poisons. Just in the normal metabolism of the cell produces poison. Urea. All sorts of nitrogen-based slop. Uric acid. All sorts of other types of chemicals. It's constantly pushing out infections that go into the cell, out of the cell. It's constantly breaking down parts of itself and pushing them outside the cell. And then of all the chemicals that hit the cell that get into the intercellular fluid, the fluid between the cells is dirty. It's like a canal. In New York years ago, growing up as a kid, there was the Gowanus Canal. Any of you New Yorkers remember the Gowanus Canal in Brooklyn? No, I didn't say iguana. I said Gowanus Canal. Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg fixed the Gowanus Canal. I think it was, I don't know, a $10 billion project. The Gowanus Canal was so filthy that if you were in the Gowanus Canal, if you were foolish enough to dive into the Gowanus Canal, you had a 100% probability of dying. Literally, the acidity of that water mass in Brooklyn. There were no animals in it. There were no fish in it. There was nothing in it. There was bacteria in it. Bacteria survived Hiroshima. But other than bacteria, there was nothing that could survive the Gowanus Canal. Your lymphatic system is supposed to remove the intercellular water, or it gets as filthy as the Gowanus Canal. Yeah, that's right. You got it. Now, here's the concept. If you're out there spinning, which a lot of you are, and you're trying to get back the health you once knew, and you're infusing your body with all this good stuff, here's a concept. Your cell has got to break itself down. It's got to break itself down for the cell to repair itself. There's no such thing as repair without breakdown. So we say, before you get anabolic steroids, they make your muscles grow. Before you go into anabolism and repair dead or semi-dead tissue, which means before you get your organ function back, which means before your chronic symptomology goes away, before these things happen, you're going to have to be ready to break down your tissues so they can be rebuilt. In the bone, we call this osteoclasty versus osteoblasty. Clasty, blasty. Clasty is the bone breaks down. When the cells in the bone get old, other cells eat those cells. Rather, the osteoclasts eat the dead bone, the old bone, so that the osteoblasts will come in and make new bone. Every cell does this. All cells do this. Breakdown, repair. Okay. If you can't get what you broke down, if the dead cell tissues, the scar tissues, anything you've disseminated, denatured, degraded, desecrated, destroyed, that you have to take out of the intercellular space, any of it that you've got to get rid of drains through the lymph. The lymph is a network of tubes. That's all it is. Just like the arteries are a network of tubes. Just like the nerves, in a sense, are a network of tubes. Nerves are solid. But artery, vein, lymphatic, they run together with nerves. Nerve, artery, vein, lymph. Here's another insight. The four of them, nerve,